How to speak clearly about Christ without turning the visit into a debate in Jehovah's Witness ministry conversations. One of the most important skills is speaking clearly about Christ without turning the conversation into a debate. This is not always easy. Jehovah's Witnesses often know selected Bible passages well. They may be trained to answer objections. A Christian leader may feel the need to respond immediately, prove every point, or win the moment. But ministry is not the same as winning a religious argument. The Christian leader's goal is faithful witness. That means we listen, ask permission, clarify meaning, compare carefully, and point to Jesus Christ with humility and courage. A helpful starting point is to ask about Jesus. You might say, when you think about Jesus, who is he to you? Or how do you understand Jesus's relationship to Jehovah? Or would it be okay if I shared why Christians have historically worshiped Jesus as Lord? Jehovah's Witness teaching does not affirm the Trinity in the historic Christian sense. It does not confess Jesus as fully God in the same way historic Christianity does. It often presents Jesus as the first created being, highly exalted, but not equal with the Father. This is a major difference. But the conversation should not begin with accusation. It should begin with careful listening and clear comparison. You might say, it sounds like we both honor Scripture and speak highly of Jesus, but we understand his identity differently. For historic Christians, Jesus is not merely God's first creation. He is the eternal Word made flesh, the Son who reveals the Father, saves sinners, receives worship, and brings us into fellowship with God. That kind of sentence is clear without being cruel. Use Scripture wisely. Do not overwhelm the person with 10 passages at once. A slower approach may be more fruitful. John 1, Colossians 1, Hebrews 1, Thomas's confession in John 20, and the worship of Christ in the New Testament can open meaningful conversation. But always pay attention to the setting. A hospital room is not a debate hall. A funeral meeting is not an apologetics classroom. A coaching session is not a forced evangelism appointment. A family crisis is not the time to pressure someone beyond trust. Ask permission. Keep the person's dignity in view. Know when to pause, know when to pray, know when to refer to a pastor, elder, counselor, medical professional, or qualified support person. What helps? Calm speech. Clear comparison. Scripture with consent. Christ-centered focus. Respect for family pain. Trust in the Holy Spirit. What harms? Argument addiction. Harsh labels, public embarrassment, forced prayer, trying to become a rescuer, speak clearly about Christ. But do it as a servant, not a combatant. The goal is not to win a debate. The goal is faithful witness that honors Jesus and honors the person before you.